Florida principal suspended after Fetty Wap lyric appears under her name in school yearbook. By Katherine Hamilton on June 4, 2026. A K-8 school principal in Florida was suspended after a Fetty Wap lyric appeared under her name in the yearbook, although she denies involvement. Katie O'Connell, principal of Trout Creek Academy in St. Johns County, was placed on administrative leave as the school district investigates the appearance of the rap lyric, which is part of a song about drugs and strippers, the New York Post reported. The district is specifically investigating allegations of inappropriate conduct after a parent complained about the lyric printed on the first page of the 2025-2026 yearbook, per the report. Everybody hatin', we just call them fans though. Mrs. O'Connell, the quote of the lyric reads, followed by the principal's name. The lyric is from Fetty Wap's song Trap Queen, which came out in 2015. The parents reportedly complained to Superintendent Dr. Brennan Asplein, calling the quote inappropriate and unprofessional, New 4JAX reported. A principal represents leadership, maturity, and professionalism, the parent wrote. Referring to criticism or concerned parents as haters in a school publication sends the wrong message to children and families. However, internal emails and interviews indicate O'Connell may not have known the rap lyric was going to be included in the yearbook, according to the report. The school's yearbook teacher said the principal reviewed the yearbook before it was published and said the quote was not in the book in the final version that O'Connell saw. Katherine O'Connell was not aware that quote was going to be used in the 2025-2026 school yearbook, the teacher wrote. Ms. O'Connell wasn't aware that quote was used until the yearbooks arrived. The teacher told investigators, the quote may not have been there. When Ms. O'Connell reviewed it with me, she mentioned her quote was not there. I mentioned it to the students who must have then put it in. Assistant Principal Samantha Soruk also said the quote was not there during proofreading on April 9, according to the report. She also pointed out that O'Connell typically signs off on communications with Ms. O, rather than Mrs. O'Connell, which is what was in the yearbook. O'Connell said she did not approve the lyric for the yearbook. I approved the yearbook twice on April 9, and so did my assistant principal. And that quote in that area was not even in the book, she said. She noted that the concerned parents never contacted her directly before going to the district, social media, and local news outlets. All I needed was the time or the opportunity to have fixed an error that was made, and it wasn't made by me, she said. Action News JAX reported that the district informed O'Connell she was to be placed on administrative leave and banned from entering school district property. Another letter from the school district indicated they were leaning toward not reappointing her to her position for the next school year. Fetty Wap's team has gotten wind of the debacle and has extended support to O'Connell, per local news reports. Fetty Wap's publicist reportedly reached out to Action News JAX asking how the rapper could send O'Connell flowers. The publicist said they placed an order for flowers with Flowers by Eva in St. Johns County. Jack Webb, O'Connell's attorney, said O'Connell appreciates the kindness. To the extent that Fetty Wap reached out and is likewise supportive, well, thank you, Webb said. She says thank you very much for your consideration and appreciate it. Katherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.